Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. My first story this week is about a controversy over an agreement between Northumberland County and a local snowmobile club over the use of the Northumberland Forest. I spoke with County Warden Bob Crate and the president of the Great Pine Ridge Snowmobile Association, Steve Horner. The Snowmobile Club sent along its usual agreement, one that was signed by the county in the past and nearly every other municipality in Ontario. But this year, it was different. The county sent back a revised agreement after it did a review. As you will hear, this revised agreement has spawned a disagreement over who is responsible if someone is injured or dies and there is a lawsuit. The Snowmobile Club has insurance to cover the costs if there is a multi-million dollar settlement. The county is worried about someone getting thrown or hitting a bump, forcing them off the trail. It could mean the county would be on the hook for the settlement. A multi-million dollar settlement could cost taxpayers and raise insurance rates through the roof. Here are the interviews with the county and the Snowmobile Association over the use of the county forest. The first interview is with County Warden Bob Crate. Bob Crate, welcome to Consider This.
Thank you very much for having me.
The council banned the Great Pine Ridge Snowmobile Association from using its trails in the Northumberland County Forest recently. Why did this happen?
Well, the Snowmobile Club has been using the trails for a long time. And the Ontario Snowmobile Association came out with a memorandum of understanding that they wanted all land use owners to sign. And on looking on it, our council advised us that we weren't adequately protected in this memorandum. And so we've asked for further protections for our staff and then for the county. And we're sort of at an impasse, I guess, in that they don't wish to give us that indemnification, and it's it's a serious situation, and we're only asking basically we're asking for the same protection that they're asking for when a person buys a snowmobile pass, they sign a waiver that indemnifies the Snowmobile Association against certain things, and basically we're asking for the same indemnification.
But these people have been using the trails for a long time. Surely this isn't the first time that they've suddenly asked for some kind of an understanding. Has there not been anything like this before?
There was an understanding until this new memorandum came out, and we could be in serious jeopardy if we go forward right now. I can give you an example of a person going down the trail and hitting a bump in the trail and flying 10 feet off the trail and hitting a tree. Person's paralyzed and sues. The Snowmobile Association says, the trail, they sell a pass for the trail, but the bump in the trail isn't their fault. And the tree that the person hit isn't on the trail. So they are not, at fault. And because of joint and several liability, which I think you know about, joint and several liability puts the county in the position that if during a court case, we were found 1% responsible and there was a $20 million settlement, and the other people are maybe responsible, but not to 100%. If we're 1% responsible, we could be on the hook for the whole settlement. And we don't feel, we don't feel that's fair, to the taxpayers. And the thing is, if the fire insurance goes up, and it could jump drastically. I mean, we could be on the hook, and it's our ratepayers that are going to pay if something happens.
Now, it's my understanding, though, this is not unusual. I've been led to believe that the Grand River Conservation Authority has done the same thing for the same reasons. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah, they have closed. They've closed their trails.
Now, MPP David Piccini wrote a public letter to the county calling the proposed agreement unreasonable.
Yeah.
How did the county council respond?
I did respond to David. We've had a couple of conversations on this, and I responded to David, and I didn't make that letter public because there was some confidential information in there we didn't make the letter public, but we did answer his questions, and I understand, David. Listen, there's a ton of pressure, and I think the Snowmobile Club is using that. I've had probably, I'd be guessing, but I'm guessing I've had, 800 or 900 emails from a petition. So instead of mailing me a petition with 900 signatures, I've got 900 individual emails from people. Listen, we're willing to sit down and discuss the whole situation with the Snowmobile Club. We have made 3 offers to have the head of the Snowmobile Club come and talk to us, and we have got no reply. They have gone silent. We sent 2 more proposals, or not even, or 2 more requests to the president, and got no reply.
How are you going to enforce this?
We hope that if there's a, if there's a gate or fencing that people would respect it. We will have people in the forest. We do have, we do have people that monitor it. So there will be people out there and to enforce the rules that are in place.
So how does this look when the county's trying to develop its tourism? According to the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, in 2018-2019 report, it showed about $30 million in expenditure within District 3, which our area is part of. Surely the county does not want to jeopardize this.
We're encouraging tourism. I mean, the county has put extra money into the tourism budget this year to bring people here. But I mean, I believe that when people are coming here to use things, they want to know that it's safe and that they're protected.
Who is responsible for the care and the safety on these trails? Is it the Snowmobile Club or is it the county?
Well, we own the trails. So it's a matter of whose insurance is covering it, in a sense. And we're saying that if a snowmobiler is going down using the trail, then their insurance should be covering them for if a mishap that happens on the trail while snowmobiling.
But who looks after the trails, though? Is it the county or is it the snowmobile clubs?
Well, it's a kind of a joint thing. We own the trails and we maintain the base, but in the winter, the Snowmobile Club does all the grooming and stuff like that.
It's interesting, though. I mean, when you do talk about tourism and tourism dollars, like they're talking about $30 million being spent in our region. Now, I know we don't get the full $30 million, but we get a portion of that. That's a lot of money. Aren't you concerned that this is being placed in jeopardy?
Yeah, I'm concerned about it, but I'm not willing to put the ratepayers of Northumberland County on the hook to allow this to happen. And this isn't the first year. We started in 2019 asking the Snowmobile Club to come forward and work with us to get a new agreement going. And they came, and they came late in the year and said, we're not going to get it done this year. can we just use the old memorandum and we'll get a new one going next year? And we agreed to that. But then it's come to this year and now it's the same thing. They want us to say, well, we'll use the old memorandum of agreement and then we'll work on it in the future. Well, that, it, you know, we have a responsibility and we can't, you know, I don't think we can shirk that responsibility. You know, the people of, I mean, the county, and I understand, you know, there's a lot of people in the county that are snowmobilers. And I mean, I've heard from them. I mean, my, you know, I don't have a tin ear for this and I've heard it from them, but you know, in the end, we're responsible to the ratepayers and we have to have an agreement that's fair and equitable. I mean, we're only asking for the same protection that the snowmobile people are asking for. We're saying if it happens on a snowmobile, well, you're going through on the trails in Northumberland County, that the snow, your insurance covers it. That's all we're asking. I mean, and as far as, I mean, volunteers and all the rest of it, like we want people to be safe in the forest. And if it takes having volunteers get a little bit of instruction in what's safe as far as carrying out the duties that they have, we think they should want that. We think they should want their volunteers to be safe.
Now, you've mentioned a number of times wanting to protect taxpayers. How much more would you have to pay for insurance to cover yourself if you were to need to purchase that extra coverage?
Well, I mean, I can't give you a number, but I can give you an example of in my own instances, the mayor of Trent Hills. When I first came on council, we'd had a couple of slip and falls. And when our insurance came due, we were looking at a very large 30% increase, I believe, back then, a 30% increase in insurance. And so we said, well, we're gonna go looking for a new person to cover us. We couldn't get a quote. Not one other insurance company would give us a quote. So a 10% increase in right now in our cost would be around $110,000. So, you know, depending on the severity, I mean, you know, we've seen settlements of $20 million in cases where, you know, the county or other jurisdictions. I mean, a catastrophic injury where a person could be paralyzed, be, you know, paraplegic. You know, it wouldn't be uncommon for it to cost $20 million to look after that person for life. And that would be a very serious situation for us.
If you could sit down right at this moment across from the snowmobilers and say something to them to resolve this issue, what would you like to tell them?
I'd like them to come to the table. I mean, you know, I've never been able to settle anything, you know, and with due respect, through the press. I mean, you can't go back and forth, on newspapers and other things to settle an agreement. We got to sit down across the table and say, you know, here's what we can live with. And what can you do to help us to get to that position? I mean, we want an agreement. We don't want to shut down the forest. It's a vital part of Northumberland County, but it has to be fair, and it has to be fair to the county. So all we're asking is, the president of the Snowmobile Club said on TV last week that, you know, their lawyer hasn't been asked to sit down. We've sent a couple of requests asking them to come to the table and discuss these matters. We can go from there. They have to be fair and they have to come to the table to do it. We can't do it by social media.
Bob Crate, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to do this.
And now my interview with Steve Horner, president of the Great Pine Ridge Snowmobile Association.
I'm so pleased to have with me today Steve Horner, the president of the Great Pine Ridge Snowmobile Association. Welcome to Consider This.
Thanks for having me.
What was your reaction when you got the news about the county banning your use of the trails in Northumberland Forest?
I was a little upset after all a lot of hard work that we've put into this fall and that they've come to that decision.
Now, how long has your club been able to use the trails within Northumberland County?
Our club was established in the early 70s and been using the forests ever since that, even before the county took it over from the province.
Are you aware of any previous problems that have been had between the association and the county?
Nothing with the land use agreement. No, we've, over the years since the county took over the forest, we've been considerably losing trails. So many every year, or every so many years, they seem to be closing more and more trails to motorized vehicles. But
what sort of response have you gotten from your members at all?
Most of them are very upset. A lot of them grew up, family members, generations have been using and riding the forest, and now it's coming to an end by the sounds of it.
In your mind, what is the disagreement about?
Insurance coverage. They're asking us to cover way more than our insurance provider will cover.
Okay, so is it just the insurance? Is there any other issues that have you concerned?
Well, there's a 34-page document they want us to sign, but the insurance is the main. Until we get the insurance figured out, the rest of the conditions in there can probably be worked out between us. Some of it's just wording and stuff like that, the insurance is without getting that insurance, the two clauses about insurance figured out first. There's no sense spending a lot of lawyers' money on figuring out all the other clauses. Okay. Most of them are just a slight change to wording, and we could probably get those other clauses fixed up.
The county claims that it has made several overtures to get your association to sit down and negotiate. Is that true?
We've both tried. I mean, not until recently, though. All of their meetings thus far with the counselors have been behind closed doors. We have had multiple phone conversations. We had one Zoom meeting, but they've been between council staff and ourselves and the warden. And then just this past Friday, they've actually contacted me about having a meeting again with the counselors, our council staff and our lawyers. If we're going to have a meeting, I would like to have a meeting with all counselors present so they can make up their own decisions.
Okay, is there any reason that you wouldn't sit down with them, or that there's a barrier that would prevent you from getting together and negotiating?
That wouldn't sit down?
Yeah, is there any reason why you wouldn't sit down?
No. Well, I mean, time constraints, but other than that, no, we're open to as long as they're flexible, because like I said, there's two insurance clauses that they don't seem to want to bend on, and if we can't get those two clauses, then it's... as long as they're willing to negotiate and listen.
Now, why is it unreasonable for the county to raise concerns about liability issues and protect taxpayers from potential lawsuits? I mean, accidents happen all the time. Is it not a good reason for the county to take such a stand?
But all of their reasonings to not sign is covered under our insurance. We have our own insurance. The Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs has a very good insurance policy with $15 million coverage. And their claim of somebody hitting a bump and getting injured, that would be covered under our insurance and not the taxpayers.
So that's really, I guess, the bone of contention, because when you talk to the county, of course, they're concerned that, you know, somebody goes off the trail and then the Snowmobile Association will back away and say, well, you know, it was on your property, therefore you're liable, and that's their concern. I mean, that's what they've said so far. Is that true?
I'm not sure, because like I said, all their meetings have been closed meetings. Mm-hmm. They've never contacted us about our insurance policy, They've never talked to our insurance providers. They've never talked to our lawyers. So I'm not sure how they know what our insurance covers if they've never asked us for that information.
Okay, then. This is not necessarily unusual. I understand the Grand River Conservation Authority has done the same thing for the same reasons. Is that your understanding as well? I mean, there's been some talk that this is completely out of the blue, but has it also happened in Grand River or other places?
It's happened in Grand River, but for different reasons. Well, similar reasons, I guess, because that's one of the insurance problems is they're asking us, our insurance, to cover everybody that uses the trail. So if somebody's out walking or cross-country skiing, mountain biking, horseback riding, four-wheeling, they're asking us to provide insurance for that. And we don't provide insurance for everybody that uses the trail. Okay. And that's the same bone of contention with Grand River, is Grand River wants the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs insurance to cover all users of the trail.
And that's really the spirit of the Northumberland County Forest, though. It is a multi-purpose facility, and the trails are used by quite a number of different groups. Do you have a problem with that, or should it be just for snowmobiles?
No, it's a multi-use trail system. There's lots of places that have multi-use trail systems, and as far as I know, there's only the two in Ontario right now that is at Grand River and Northumberland County that are asking us to provide insurance for everybody that uses the trail.
Now, MPP David Piccini wrote a letter to the county calling the proposed agreement unreasonable. How did you respond when you saw his letter?
Grateful. He's been a huge help through the whole thing.
Can you tell me what he's done besides the letter?
He's done a lot of research for us, and he's the only meeting that we've had, Zoom meeting, was actually called by Mr. Piccini and not the county. He's the one that called it together to try and straighten us out. The county didn't call me.
According to the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, in a 2018-2019 report, it showed about $30 million is spent within District 3 of the Snowmobile Association's area. I know that whole $30 million is not in just in Northumberland. Do you have any idea the impact on tourism and the impact on the economy snowmobiling has within Northumberland County?
I don't have any figures on that or stats, but I know there's, a lot of families, there's a lot of snowmobiles. There's three snowmobile clubs that have trails within Northumberland County. I think on average, if I remember correctly, we sell about 1,600 permits each year between those three clubs. So that's 1,600 users there that are using them. And then there's multiple restaurants and gas stations and that they normal years would visit. This year, not so much. But
now, besides the economic impact, and I know people who listen, maybe they don't snowmobile. So could you just explain the importance of the trails for the overall enjoyment of snowmobile users in Northumberland?
I don't know. Northumberland Forest is, like I said, there's a lot of people have been snowmobiling there for years and generations, and it's the forest itself seems to be its own little climate area, so there'll be a lot of times in southern Ontario where there's no snow, and there's still trails rideable in the Northumberland County Forest, so people from the GTA and all that travel down here for these trails. They're all bringing in money, so.
If you could sit down across from the county right now, what would you want to say to them?
I'd like to know why they think they're not covered for our insurance, where they've gotten, who's told them that, and I just don't know how the claims that they keep coming up and the excuses they're giving us for not signing the agreement are all covered by our insurance.
Steve Horner, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That was my interview with Northumberland County Warden Bob Crate and Snowmobile Association President Steve Horner. Up next, a conversation with the Honorable James Coburn, Northumberland County's Father of Confederation and the first Speaker of the House of Commons on the occasion of his 202nd birthday this Saturday. Please stay tuned to consider this on Northumberland 89.7 FM
your truly local source for news. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.